Welcome to Breeder Syndicate, where we explore the history of a clandestine scene through the eyes of the folks who lived it. I'm Matthew, owner of Riot Seeds. I'll occasionally be joined by my co-host Not-So-Dog, breeder and grower from Mendocino. Welcome to the underground. Welcome to Breeder Syndicate Strain Reviews. Today we will be reviewing Santa Cruz Goat Farm's Santa Cruz Wreck, a hybrid of Santa Cruz Blue Dream and Arcata Trainwreck. First off, I should start by saying, if I had, you know, a top 10 list of desert island strains, Santa Cruz Blue Dream Cut and Arcata Trainwreck would probably be somewhere in that list. So when I first heard Santa Cruz Goat Farm was doing a hybrid of the Santa Cruz Blue Dream Cut and the Arcata Trainwreck, first off, I was like, how do you know you've got the Santa Cruz Blue Dream? Granted, he's from Santa Cruz, but in many, many years, I haven't seen that exact specific cut. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And he is pretty confident. He showed me some pictures. It looks right, but a lot of the Santa Cruz Blue Dream stuff looks identical. But when you go to smoke it, it's way different. The scent profile is drastically different. And the quality of the high is drastically different. So I'm always skeptical. And for one, for the first time in years, someone delivered. He has the Santa Cruz Blue Dream. He brought me Bud of It Pure and hybrids and all kinds of stuff. So some of that is what I'm reviewing today. So this is the Santa Cruz Wreck. It's a hybrid of Arcata Trainwreck and the Santa Cruz Blue Dream Cut. The Santa Cruz Blue Dream Cut was a Super Silver Haze and DJ Blueberry Cut hybrid. And it was a very specific selection. And, the original Santa Cruz Blue Dream was a little bit of berry, a little bit of terpinolene, and a lot of complexity, almost like dryer sheets, all kinds of weird, beautiful notes in there. So I'm going to give this a crack and see what we smell upon first crack here. So it has the dryer sheet smell of Blue Dream. It's what I would call it. You can definitely smell some berry. You can definitely smell a little bit of terpinolene because, I mean, it's a hybrid of Trainwreck and Blue Dream. Not so strong on the lemon in this one. But this is some seriously beautiful bud. Again, it's not like cookies density, but it's still got good density like Blue Dream had. Trainwreck usually brings a little bit of looseness to the hybrids that it's involved in, but it really didn't impact the density of this bud. It's very, very resinous. Again, Trainwreck brings a lot of resin, more resin than people are accustomed to seeing to in narrow leaf type plants. And Blue Dream as well, mega resin balm for a narrow leaf plant. So these two combined made for, this is exceptional. Like, there are so many smells deep in this. There's like a low cotton candy smell. With the best smell, like when you're standing next to like a wall that has a dryer and dryer sheets are in it and it's blowing the air out with some berry and terpinolene. It is so hard to describe. It may be one of the more complex things that I've tried to describe on here now so far, which there aren't a lot yet, but it's one of the harder ones I've always had a time describing Blue Dream. So I'm going to break it up now. It's breaking up real nice. I don't need a grinder. It's still super sticky like all of Santa Cruz Goat Farm's weed. It's cured super sticky. I believe this is a 3-month cure on this, and it is still super sticky. It's not moist. It's not like at risk of, molding or anything. It's just really, really resinous and sticky and cured perfectly. It's not like, you know, breaking up to dust in my fingers like a lot of weed does that's improperly cured or dried. This is proper shit. So props to him on that. And I'll give you a flavor report here in 1 second. I forgot it all broken up. But I've smoked a little bit of it before a few days ago. And it's my go-to right now, if that says anything. I love this strain. I'm already growing it. We already have some popped running in the grow. I really want this cut of it, too, because this is fire. So yeah, I'll give it a burn here and see how it tastes. it's like an explosion of fruit dry sheets, because that dry sheet taste comes through so well, and it's a beautiful, happy, like, real flavorful. It's not soapy. You can taste the berry on the back end a little bit. It doesn't taste as heavy as terpinolene as you would think for a hybrid of Blue Dream and Trainwreck. I'm getting a lot of the fruity. This is some amazing stuff. This is special. The high, again, reminds me a lot of the Silver Pearl from Ohio that Pipsqueed brought to the table to our crew. And it's definitely one of my top fives as far as high. It's just got the best quality high. And this has that too. It's kind of making me chatty, a little obnoxious. I'm not feeling tired. I'm not feeling it behind my eyes. I'm feeling it more in my chest. And I love that. I love a good, clear-headed, chatty, up, what people would traditionally call a sativa-type high. So, yeah, this is a solid 6 out of 5. There's not a lot that I get in smoke where I'm just mind-blown by it and where I want more and more, and then I pop it immediately. So, this is one of those rare occasions where I want to work it into the bonnet lines. I want to do some stuff with this. Maybe even more so than just the straight Santa Cruz Blue Dream, so... yeah, be sure to check it out. We have the stock of it on riotseeds.com. Check it out. Shout out to my buddy Pack from Santa Cruz Goat Farm. This is the chit. Want more Breeder Syndicate? Be sure to check out our Patreon by going to Google and searching Breeder Syndicate Patreon. We have a secret Discord where we are available at most times and interact daily. There are a lot of perks to be had there, so check it out. Need seeds? Check out riotseeds.com, where you can get our seeds and our reversal spray for making your own feminized seeds.